This is Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. Welcome to the podcast. About 4 years ago, I read a novel called Eyes of Silver, Eyes of Gold. What struck me as I read the story was that on paper, the hero wasn't really a hero, and that I really shouldn't like him. But I did. The author managed to get this reader to like this character in spite of everything. His name is Cord. Cord is cold, uncommunicative, sarcastic, and at first glance he appears to be uncaring. The story is set in the 1880s. Cord, a man who is half Native American, grew up in a family where only he and his sister are mixed race. His other siblings resent him and his sister. They don't trust him, and the older he gets, the more suspicious they are of him. When he's old enough, he keeps to himself and moves on to a farm. This move makes his family and the town view him with even more suspicion. They wonder what he's getting up to out there all by himself. He carries on his life in isolation, but he has a secret friendship. His secret friend is Anne Wells. They met at school as children when Anne stepped in and defended his sister Marie when she was being assaulted by a group of girls. Anne got into trouble with the school and her family for defending so-called savages. What she didn't know was with that act, she'd earned Cord's admiration and loyalty. We start to see Cord's other layers when, as adults, he comes to Anne's aid when her father tries to force her into marriage. His intervention doesn't end well, and Cord is left at death's door. Anne is left injured, badly, and disowned by her family. With nowhere to go and no one to turn to, she stays with Cord and takes care of him, nursing him back to health. Cord's family gets to hear that there's been an incident at their brother's farm and that he has beaten a woman half to death. They believe the stories. They turn up at the farm to rescue her before he can hurt her more than he already has done. She tries to explain that it wasn't Cord, but her family and people from the town who had hurt her. But they think she's a stupid woman. They don't believe her. But in the end, she pulls a gun on them and they're forced to leave her alone. Cord and Anne make their way as a couple. Cord is still mostly uncommunicative and cold, but over time this side of him wears away. But only when he's with Anne. Outside of their home, he's as unlikable as ever. People still view him with suspicion. They wonder what the hell Anne's about living with this, their words, savage. But because we get to see the other Cord, I couldn't help but like him. I think he's a wonderfully layered character who, we start to see, loves Anne more than anything. By the time others around start to wonder whether Anne could really be as stupid as she seems, gaga as she obviously is over Cord while he barely looks at her, that's their perception, Anne and Cord have given up caring. Because, and this was the kicker for me, Cord has spent most of his life hiding the deep hurt that he felt by the distrust he received from his family. With Anne, he starts to feel like he matters to someone, and I often had tears in my eyes as his point of view gave us these little insights. This is a really worthy read. Eyes of Silver, Eyes of Gold was published in 2010. The author is Ellen O'Connell. If you like the Western romance genre, then check it out. This has been Anne Butler, the Book Griffin. If you like this podcast, then please subscribe to receive notification of new episodes. You can also follow me on Instagram by going to Instagram, searching for The Book Griffin, and hitting follow.